You're listening to the Inspire Excellence Podcast, recorded at the BVA headquarters with your hosts, Troy McClain and Tommy Ahlquist. Each episode is focused on shedding new light on different perspectives to create dialogue that inspires excellence.
Hey, everybody, this is Troy McClain and Tommy Ahlquist.
Here we go.
It's Inspire Excellence. We got Troy McClain, Tommy Ahlquist. And of course, this is a special day for us because we got Mayor Tammy. Mayor Tammy has served the city of Meridian for what, 16 years now?
16 years.
Oh my goodness.
As mayor, 4 years before that as city council.
Man, do the math on that one.
I know.
That's 20 years.
Yeah. Sure. Good job on your math.
Wait a second, let me add that up. Mayor Tammy, I got to tell you, Tommy was so excited about this opportunity. I know that you're a little bit surprised about it and kind of thinking, hey, what's going on? What's going on? You just heard about some of this stuff. Right now, we're streaming live on Facebook and Instagram. And this was put together by BVA and Tavuti to really honor and respect what you've done for the city of Meridian. And we decided to put together a little bit of here's what we're doing. And those that honor and respected you and saw everything that you've done, the local community, such as Roaring Springs, said, we'd like to make a donation on Mayor Tammy's behalf.
Wow.
And we've selected someone on your behalf. And it's just all the thanks and giving back that you've done.
So $300 in cash, which will come up nice for someone this week with Christmas.
Absolutely.
And then the Roaring Springs package. And who has been selected is Katie Conway.
Katie Conway.
She's going to have a great Christmas. If it's okay, can I read what Katie said? So what people did is they were able to go to the Facebook page of Roaring Springs and leave you a message. The interesting thing about all this is you didn't even know that was happening. And you started going online without us even communicating, thanking people.
Wow, and I think nothing.
I think nothing says Mayor Tammy like that. So these messages are very heartfelt. So here's what Katie said. Thank you, Mayor Tammy, for getting involved. You've come to the elementary school I work at and have been present in our kids' lives. That is unheard of for government officials. It shows that you are human and that they have one more person in their lives that cares about them. We will miss seeing you on the track.
That was, all of them were so heartfelt, and a lot of them mentioned Mayor Tammy's Walking Club, which is one of my favorite things. And it not only, in some of them, they said it was our kids' favorite day, and it was among my favorite days, too. If you had a down day, you could go to those elementary schools and you are a rock star and you just feel the love. The kids are just so amazing and they fill my tank every single time.
Yes, they do. And if you guys are just joining us right now, we're Facebook Live and we're interviewing right now. I'm meeting with a mutual good friend of ours, Mayor Tammy, celebrating her 20 years in government, 16 years as mayor. And we just picked Katie Conway for the winner and the recipient of the Roaring Springs and $300 gift giveaway. And what we're talking about today is just about how Meridian has really grown up on the shoulders and the heart and soul of what Mayor Tammy has brought to the city. You've preserved it and you've allowed it to grow at the same time. And that's awesome. Thank you very much.
So let me ask you a couple questions. How's this last couple of weeks been? I know it's been kind of this farewell tour, if you will. It's got to feel good.
There's
a buzz. Like everywhere I go, it's like from different social circles I have, people are saying, hey, it's Mayor Tammy's last couple of weeks. And then tears flow, Tammy. I don't know how many government officials, mayors of city this size, you've touched everyone's hearts so deeply that they can't stop talking about you. And it's interesting. How does that feel? What's it like for you to feel the love of so many people that you serve?
Well, it's overwhelming. And the last, so you want to get me to tear up, don't you?
No, I try not to.
I'm an emotional mayor, so it's heartwarming. I had a couple of farewell events last week, one from our employees and from the public. And it was so incredible. I was overwhelmed with that feeling of love and appreciation. They're my family, my employees. They're family members, and we've had quite a journey. And for many of them, I'm the only mayor they've known. When you've been around for 16 years, it was so touching. I can't. There are really no words to express the overwhelming gratitude that I felt, and just also from the public one, having people that, you know, serving this community. There have been so many people that I've had the privilege to work with. And I serve a community that stands ready to volunteer and to give. The philanthropic and the donation of time and talent from our community is just incredible. And it's what really gets me excited to go to work every single day.
And sincerely, we've had the gift of a quality leader that has compassion and true, authentic heart for the community. So as much as you've gotten the gift from your constituents, we've gotten the gift back from innovators, builders, employees. I was actually speaking at her annual employee event, and unequivocally, every employee that I spoke with, man, they didn't know how to handle that transition. They were talking about that transition because you've set the bar.
Well, the only thing before I ask you another question is I'm a big believer in authenticity. I think if you do something in life, whatever your passion or vision it is, people see through it if it's not what you're truly in it for, right?
Oh, what you see is what you get. Some people haven't necessarily liked that either.
Well, and I think that's true, but at the heart of you with every issue, and whether it's, you know, roads or this or the city hall or whatever that happened through your time, at the heart of it was this person who loves this country, who loves the Lord, who loves families. It's all about families and this country and the opportunity we have. And it just, you radiate it. You walk into a room, whatever. I've been with you in old folks' homes. I've been with you in elementary schools on walks. I've been with you a lot of different places. But what radiates out of you is this authentic love of community. And you're doing it for those reasons. It's so unique. I'm going to point to it the rest of my life as that's how you lead. Mm-hmm. That's how you lead. It's leadership 101.
Thank you.
I had a question for you.
Okay.
Talk a little bit about Jan. He's not here today, but I'll tell you
what. You really want to get me emotional.
No, but I want to, but I don't think there's maybe some people out there. There's been a guy behind you through this. And quite honestly, I think he's been a little bit quiet behind the scenes, maybe. I mean, a lot of people that I'll talk about Jan, they're like, who? I'm like, Jan, you don't know Jan? He is an unbelievable human being. I love him. You're around him. You talk about infectious personality, genuine, authentic dude. That's Jan.
Absolutely.
Tell us, could you have done it without him, and talk a little bit about him?
No. And in fact, when I do talk to people that are looking to get into the public service realm, it's essential that you have the support of your spouse. And Jan has stood beside me the entire time. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been a shoulder I can cry on, beat on, you know, when I get a little bit upset. And, you know, he's my sounding board. We talk through a lot, and both with my job and his. Yeah. You know, we're full partners in life, and I couldn't have done this without him. He's been a rock that is a solid foundation for me to bounce ideas off of and to really go to the well on a number of occasions.
And for those of you guys that are listening and watching on Facebook Live, thank you very much for watching. Give us a like if you're enjoying what you're hearing, or if you have a comment, make sure to ask any question. We got Mayor Tammy here, we got Tommy Alquist, and of course myself. Today what we're talking about is the great legacy that you are leaving behind that hopefully moves forward. And we're also asking about transition. And so the baton handoff, you and I have had many conversations about the baton handoff. We've got Mayor Robert, who's been with you for 12 years. And he's
Mayor Robert. That just sounds so weird.
I remember calling him a couple of days before, and I said, "Hey, Mayor Robert, how you doing?" He goes, what? He goes, I'm not Mayor Robert. And I go, I'm just projecting it. I'm just projecting.
I know. He's really uncomfortable, but I get it. The first time I went into office and I was trying to leave the voicemail for my answering machine. And it took me an hour to leave that message because I would say, hello, you've reached Mayor Tammy. And I would just start laughing. So I know that the issue that Robert's having and getting his head around that a title. And at the all-employee meeting, I said, okay, so we're going to have to figure out what we're going to call our new mayor-elect.
Right.
Now, is it Mayor Robert? Is it Mayor Robbie? Mayor Bob?
She comes up with nicknames like I do.
Mayor Little Biscuit. Yeah. You know, so... He's probably going to...
We're in trouble. We're sorry.
Thanks a lot.
We're sorry, Bobby, Little Biscuit, and Robert. We're sorry. But remember, she's retiring. She can say anything she wants.
Absolutely. Yes. No filter.
No filter at all. Yeah, we're live streaming. It doesn't matter.
No, I think the transition's going well.
Yeah.
Robert has worked for me for 12 years. Yeah. He knows the vision. He understands our Meridian values of customer service, accountability, respect, and excellence. And that care piece to it. He cares about our community. He's passionate about Meridian. Those are all really critical ingredients to serving this community. And he understands what public service is, not politics, but serving our community. And that's what gets me excited about turning it over to Robert, because he's ready.
Mm-hmm. I say that sincerely, loves and adores you, respects the heck out of you. And I think even those transition of like, I'm now taking over this legacy, him and I've had those personal conversations. Man, those are big shoes to fill. So one, a huge compliment, but two, there's in part, especially with both of you guys, if there is a successor, you guys have to know that there's duality. There's a great opportunity, but there's a lot of intimidation.
Pressure, right?
Pressure, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good. Because we expect him to perform.
There you go.
He is aware of what our challenges are. And he's been involved in the collaborations and bringing people to the table. He understands that. And I think he's got a good, solid plan and that will tackle our challenges. But we have some really exciting things going on. Thank you, Tommy. There's just so many great things going on. And even 6 months ago, I presented a list to my senior leadership team and said, we got to get these things done. Yeah. I have only 6 months left.
Boy, that went by fast, didn't it?
Oh, it went by way too fast.
No, it did.
In a minute.
I'm not prepared.
It seems like yesterday I remember you talking about that.
Hey, all of them are almost done.
They're almost all done.
And the ones that aren't are started, and Robert gets to finish them.
In true Tammy fashion.
Yes.
Yeah, you finished. That's the other thing. It was, hey, the end's in near. It's foot on the gas. Yeah. How do we accelerate through the finish line?
When you pass off the baton, you don't slow down. Yeah.
No.
You keep the pace.
When in doubt, gas it out. Man, just keep going.
Not rehearsed at all, but if you, you may have not had time to think about this, but what's one thing you're really, really, really going to miss? And then what's one thing you're not going to miss about the job?
I think the answer is the same to both the people. But you maybe the last one is, more specific. But and what I love the most and is the people. The employees I get to work with and the culture that we've created. We have broken down the walls. We don't have silos. All of our departments are working together, and it's unprecedented in some cases. The relationship with our first responders, with police and fire, and they're in sync with each other. And unfortunately, a lot of people can't say that. Our team is phenomenal. I have people in the community, in the business community, in the faith community, in the schools, in the neighborhoods. I mean, we have communities within our community. And the relationships there are so incredible. It warms your heart, and that is how we've gotten things done in the city. Our government partners, our neighboring cities, the agencies, a lot of collaboration going on. And then there's some people who are just grumpy, and I understand that they bring you their issues, and you can't tell them what they want to hear.
Yeah.
And that's probably my least favorite part is not being able to please everyone.
Yeah.
There's always going to be someone that walks away really angry with you, and that doesn't feel good.
Yeah. Well, that's a component of leadership. That's a component of a leadership has compassion towards anyone's issue. And so therefore all of us get to where I just can't solve that issue. Because of our compassion, we have to make tough decisions, and we're not managing or we're not leading to a constituent of one. There's how many people are in Meridian now?
Well, probably 120,000.
Yeah. So you're looking at 120,000 people.
Yeah.
And those tough decisions that you've had to make over the years to say, here's what I can do for the whole, not for the individual, including yourself.
Yeah.
There are certain decisions that I know that you've had, it wouldn't be what I would personally want, but it's what Meridian wants. That's speaking for the people and not invoking the power for you, but invoking the power that was instilled in you for the betterment of the
And team. That's been difficult. Yeah. I've lost friendships because I've had to choose what was best for the community, not what was best for Tammy. Yeah. And that was, those times were really difficult. You know, there's really a lot of truth in that adage that it's lonely on top sometimes. Mm. And because you do have to make decisions that are not always the ones that makes you feel good.
Yeah. I was telling Tommy, people will come up to us, and those that are watching the live stream, thank you very much for watching, everybody. If you have a question or a comment, please feel free to send it in. I know that McLovin, who is behind the camera, will be able to answer those questions or ask us out loud to him. But I was telling Tommy and some other people that those that celebrate our success, I truly believe have not been successful. Those that empathize, like when you're the Mayor Tammy, you almost have this pain and congratulatory all at the same time because you're empathetic with the success because of the hard decisions you've had to make. I'm empathetic with Tommy's success. Oh, that guy's so lucky. That guy's this. I mean, yeah, he's successful. And there's a part of us that entrepreneurs, innovators, and leaders like yourself that go, don't forget, for he or she to get to where they're at, they had to make extremely tough decisions and make those choices that were for the betterment and the good of the masses, not just the individual. So it's more empathetic to success.
True.
What advice would you give young people that are out there thinking about leadership? I think back to 20 years ago when you started in this, being a woman, a strong woman leader, getting into politics and taking that on and then leading like you have. I can honestly say you're one of the strongest. I mean, you can't be around you and not look to you for what do you think, right? So some of that comes naturally. What would be your advice to young people that were looking to lead, how to hone their skills or not be intimidated by getting into politics or leadership?
No, I don't know. It's follow your passion and stay focused on your goal, the end goal, the vision. Mm. Passion, following your passion is not always the easy route. Mm. You have a lot of failures along the way. And, you know, we've made choices over the last 20 years that haven't always been, in hindsight, been the best.
Sure.
But they were the best with the information we had at the time.
Yeah.
It's always easy being the backseat driver.
Oh, yeah.
Or the
Monday morning quarterback.
Yep.
Absolutely. But we learn from every one of those. And that's what we're doing right now in the city. We're doing this innovation team, and it's the PEAK model where we take lean manufacturing for government.
Yep.
And we're finding efficiencies and reducing waste and redundancies and all of that. The first thing you need to teach them is how to fail.
Yeah.
Because they'll people fail and then they quit.
Yeah.
You can't quit. No. You fail. But as long as you're keeping your eye on that vision, you take what went well and you keep doing it. You learn from the greatest teacher is failure. It
yeah.
really is. It makes you see things so much clearer. It adds clarity. But with that vision and with the fire in your belly and the passion in your heart, you'll keep plugging along. And that's
it's
that's
belief
in
vision.
Yes.
Expect challenges. /failures often, learn from them, pick yourself up, and just never stop marching towards that vision, right?
Pick yourself up.
And if your eyes on the horizon, what do they tell you when you're seasick? Look at the horizon. Just look at the horizon. And so people get, you know, fatigued in whatever the project is.
Yeah.
Just look at the horizon. Don't deal with all this seasickness of these failures. Just keep looking forward. And you fail up, don't fall down. And so, and that's what you've taught me in our meetings. We've talked about that. The path to success is sometimes paved with the bricks of failure, but you got Meridian where we're at today, and you've got it set up for a legacy that'll continue and for a future that is extremely bright.
I know. It's exciting.
It is.
It's exciting, but we do have our challenges. And I think that by working together, we'll overcome those as well.
One more question, because I think I know you're if I had to say what's most important to you, for me, knowing you as well as I do, even though you've been in a fantastic mailer, family is at the top of the list. I don't know a time we don't talk where I don't hear about your kids, how they're doing, your grandkids. So it's exciting for me. I've got these mixed feelings because we're going to miss you and your leadership. I mean, you don't replace that. But on the other side, I see you and Jan and the time you're going to spend with your kids and your family. So for those that have maybe not don't know about your family and your plans, talk to us a little bit about what's next for you with your family life.
Well, I love spending time with Jan. Certainly, we're kind of inseparable, and I look forward to having an opportunity to travel with him. I lost my dad over a year ago, and you know, it was a big deal for you. It was an
awakening. I think that was a big deal for it.
It was a turning point.
Yeah.
And you find that maybe you take for granted that your family's going to always be there.
Yeah.
And when you lose one, it's this awakening saying, I've spoke about family and how important they are, and have I been practicing it myself? And so now I'll have some time to dedicate to spending time with. I have 4 kids. Mm-hmm. Two of my 4 live overseas. I have 1 in Amsterdam and 1 in London, and they both are filled with the love of travel. They have that wanderlust, and I'll get to go and travel with them and experience the world through their eyes, experience the world through my husband's eyes. We love to travel as well. And then my 2 kids that live here locally, they have delivered me some grandkids, and my youngest grandchild is 6 months old. She's growing way too fast, and now I'll have an opportunity to be, I hope, an integral part to her world and reintroduce myself to my other grandkids. And I think maybe I keep saying, what is God's calling for this next chapter? I know that's a part of it. Yeah. I don't know what the other part is, but
it's interesting you talk about, and again, thank you guys on the live stream, but one of the things that we're talking about is just creating a legacy of good. You'll hear family, you'll hear faith, you'll hear from community leaders like Tommy, like Mayor Tammy. They all have these resonating things in common, but one of the dualities that I struggle with is there's a why and then there's a try. And if I put why and try and I score those, my why is family, faith, this, but my try is work more hours in the day. And so everything that I'm trying to accomplish for my why is opposite of my why.
And how do you balance that?
How do you balance that? Because you think I'll just do more so that one day I spend time with. So your why and your try is out of balance. And I think your moment of clarity came when your father was invited back to Heavenly Father, and your moment of clarity went, man, we don't have a contract on tomorrow. We have a lease on today. And right. you decided to pay that lease towards your true why.
And family don't and take travel. For granted the people that you love. And, you know, I think even me being at home, Jan and I are both workaholics. Yeah. I could be at the office till
it's an addiction.
Early hours in the morning, because there's always something to do. And so could he. He has a demanding job. And so we're horrible for each other because, you know, it's just call him. Yeah. Where are you? Well, I'm still at work. Okay, well, then I'll work a little longer. It's horrible. Yeah. But, you know, thing, yeah.
And you can you feed that addiction
yeah.
for the betterment of the community. And then all of a sudden you go, one day I got to think about me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a time for everything too, right?
There's a time for everything.
You think about the time you put in and then the prayerful, thoughtful, hey, is it time for me to shift my balance a little bit? And I'm just happy for you for that. It's just a beginning though, too. You got a lot of great, I mean, I think of all the great things. You're going to be busy. You have to be careful because everyone's going to grab you and pull you. I want you here. I want you there. Lots of boards and... It's going to be fun to watch.
And here's well, where I
and
go.
I'm going to redo my backyard. So, no, I am.
Yes, doing the backyard.
I know. I love getting my hands dirty and that physical piece to connecting with earth. And so I'm really excited about my backyard. Now, I do have, I told Jan that my retirement was going to cost him a lot of money because now I'm going to be at home and yes. I started to notice, oh, we haven't interior painted for a lot for 17 years. I want new flooring. You know,
Jan's going to be busy.
Jan.
No, I know
she's going to get dirty. Yeah, she's ready to go.
He'll be your sidekick.
He'll
be your sidekick.
He'll say.
So one of the funny things is I think he's expecting some home cooked meals. So we probably ought to address that right now.
Oh,
he thinks
gosh.
that Molly Homemaker's coming home to be there. And
I know. I have told
certain
him.
Talents in certain areas.
I am not Susie Homemaker, yeah. but you know, both Jan and I like to cook. Yeah. We just never had time to. So someone did give me a cookbook for two.
Yeah. Here's what I say. You have a lot more time to spend time together. And speaking of backyards, Mary Tammy and everybody that's watching here, I know on behalf of Tommy, myself, and all the Facebook fans and Instagram fans, that we get to enjoy our backyards because of the work you've done. So thank you so much.
Thank you,
Facebook Live and Instagram, thank you so much. Inspire Excellence, Tommy Allquist, Troy McLean, and Mayor Tammy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Inspire Excellence podcast. We invite you to find something that inspires you this week. Join us again for our next episode.